with the cohort. She had spoken to most of them, uncomfortable only with Natslan, who did not ask about Baranyi. Pox did not tell her. The next day the red horse pulled away from the road. Pox thought she remembered that the Onagat made a wide bend. Pox urged Doran to leave the road. The captain's face creased in a frown. "I'm worried about causing trouble," she said. "My pass is for the road to Harway, on the border, unless we're attacked. I can't justify leaving it."
"We won't be attacked," said Pox. "Not yet. But we can save several hours, at least, by cutting the bend."
"Can you tell if the king is in need?"
Pox shook her head. "I do not know if I could tell, and I feel nothing now but an urge to hurry. It may be that he will be in need."
"Pox, are the gods telling you to leave the road? Is it that sure?"
"If I were riding alone, Captain, I would go across country. If you cannot go that way, perhaps I should leave you now and go on, but I never expected to be here at all, and certainly not with a cohort behind me, so I cannot give you orders."
Doran gnawed her lip. Everyone waited for her decision. Selfer opened his mouth and closed it again, catching Pox's eye. Then she sat back on her horse, easing her back and sighed. "Well, wars aren't won by coming late to the battle." She grinned at Pox. "I hope, Gerd's paladin, that your saint will cover us while we follow you. I would hate to raise new enemies for the king by this."
"Captain, the gods have led me into peril, but not without cause."
"So be it. We'll take your way."
Pox led them over fallow fields and through woods, the red horse moving as quickly on rough ground as on the road. No one challenged them. In fact, the country seemed empty under a cold sun. They met the road again at Swifton. Here the yeoman marshal said the king's party had passed only the day before. They paused to feed and rest the horses before they left. Again they rode most of the night, sleeping beside their horses for a few hours in turn. Doran seemed almost as anxious as Pox to catch the king's party. A thin, cold drizzle began late in the night. Pox pulled her cloak over her mail when she mounted. By dawn, the drizzle had turned to sleet, and then fine snow. Sometime later, it ceased. The clouds blew away to the east, and the sun blazed on the fresh snowfall. Pox decided to scout ahead of the cohort. The red horse cantered steadily onward, flinging up sprays of glittering snow. She passed through one village, too small for a grange, then came to a larger town. She barely remembered passing through it in a hurry on the way to Varela. The marshal stared at her when she gave her name, but said the king's party was only an hour or so ahead. They had stopped there overnight. They had had no trouble so far, he said. Pox explained about the cohort following her. His eyebrows shot up his forehead. "You're bringing Phelan's soldiers through here, through Varakai lands?" Pox had known that the Varakaian held lands in the east end of Saya, but not precisely where. "His captain has a royal pass," she said slowly, "signed by the crown prince himself."
The marshal snorted. "For all the good that'll do, Gerd grant they don't notice, though I don't suppose they'll miss a cohort of Phelan's troops. Why did he do something like that?"
Pox controlled her temper. "He expected trouble," she said crisply. "He wanted his own troops, trained as he knew, in case of it."
"Well, he'll get trouble enough. Stirring an ant's nest with a stick. Why couldn't he ride peacefully to his kingdom without all this pomp?"
Pox looked at him. She knew that marshals varied in ability and personality, but she did not like his sour, half-defeated expression. "Sir Marshal," she said,